just stopped for breakfast on the Whitmore Road, not far from Hoxton Station. I'm walking to the Barbican. I think it's 1.6 miles. Should get there in time for my job today, which is video interviewing new graduates for the Open University. I just stopped in this shop called Mr. Sandwiches because it said probably the best cafe in London. And I thought, well, I've got to try that place out. A, because it's called Mr. Sandwiches, and B, because it might be the best cafe in London. And it was the kind of cafe you grab a breakfast in. I had a veggie breakfast with Bubble and Squeak. Can't remember the last time I had Bubble and Squeak. Well, I got talking to Mem, the guy who runs it, and I always feel a little bit, uncomfortable a little bit saying things like, and where are you originally from? I don't know why, if there's political correctness or you shouldn't raise people's ethnicity when everybody's a Londoner and so on and so forth, but I'm glad I did, because he told me very proudly he was Kurdish. And I said, oh, wow, cool, whereabouts? And we started this conversation. And when I said I'd been to Kurdistan, his face just completely lit up with, whereabouts? I said, oh, I spent some time in Sulaymaniyah, and then I was around here. He said, when? And I said, 2005, during the war. And he was like, oh, wow, that must have been pretty intense. And then I mentioned some of the politicians I'd met, and meeting the Peshmerga, the freedom fighters, as they're called. And I did this little video on YouTube, and he was just like, he just couldn't do enough for me. He was so proud of his culture, and he said that when he left Kurdistan, he couldn't read or write in Kurdish, and it was a dying language. And he has a private tutor who educates him at home here, and now he can read and write Kurdish, and he's keeping the language alive. And he wants, you know, his son to have the best possible education. His son is at the moment in Winchester University, and he said that one day maybe his son will go back and be a politician and look after the economics of the region. And it was just such an enriching conversation, because he was so obviously very passionate. He'd taken over this cafe 2 years ago that had been here for 20 years already. He says it was quite run down and nobody visited it, but you know, while we're talking, there's people coming in, hey, man, how you doing? Hey, man, how you doing? It's a proper little, you know, hub. And he seems to be a pillar of the breakfasting community. Men with their hard hats and their visi vests. And he said that in March, oh, I wish I'd remembered. Anyway, the annual Kurdish holiday, he said that he's going to decorate this year. He keeps meaning to do it every year. He says we celebrate so many national holidays, and nobody does from the Kurdish community. He says we need to be prouder of where we're from. We need to be embracing where we're from. And he says, I'm going to be the first. I'm going to decorate my shop. I'm going to put on Kurdish food. I'm going to put on the teas and the coffees that people think are from other parts of the world, but originally, you know, originated from there, from Mesopotamia. And it was just really, a really cool conversation to have over what was going to be a simple, quiet breakfast where I sit in the corner. It always makes sense just to start that, you know, spark of a conversation, because you never know where it's going to go and what kind of memories it's going to bring up in the two people involved in that conversation. And a great way to start the day. And my belly is full of very tasty breakfast too.